ויאמנדב צדיק עמד א', we have two tesis in from the previous sugya. The Gemara had wanted to say that that's what the Mishnah tells us, that Yid HaNoshe Noyeg V'Mikdoshim means, we're speaking about Bloday Skotchim. Bloday Skotchim B'Shat Yitzirotam V'Yisra Kodesh Yitzchal. And then, when the Gidim become Noyta, so then the Yisra Yitzchal, we have a problem of a Nisa Halalisa, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Issa Gid is Chal and the Issa Kodesh, because it has a Chayma Shekeini Surei Noyig B'Vnei Noyach. Issa Gid was Nemro L'Vnei Noyach before Matan Torah, so that's a Chayma. So therefore, even though we have a klal in Issa Chalalisa, but the Issa Gid will be Chal and the Issa Mukdash. So on that, the Gemara asks, this Svara of Rabbi Yehuda can be understood by Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Issa Gid is Chal and the Issa Tmeya. Both are Lavin, so Memele, the Gid, is a Chayma over the Issa Tmeya because it's Yisurei Noyeg B'Vnei Noyeg. But when we're speaking about Kochim, Kochim has a Chayma, the Issa Kodesh. That means the Issa Kodesh brings with it a Chayma of Kodesh. A person will either put to Masagu, or Naisa, or Pigu. So there, we don't see that the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda could help that the Issa Gid should be Chal and the Issa Magdosh. That was what the Gemara said. Zokt Taitris, Mashme Dafilu Bishlomim Ula'achaz Rike. We're talking about Afilu by Ashlomim Ula'achaz Rike, Vishori Af Vizorim. And it's Mamish Mutta to eat. Boile Meima Vilechayo Klal Isagit Vishori Bachila. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. We're talking about the Lode Iskotchim, that the Issa Gid is Chal. The Gemara says Issa Gid can't be Chal on Mekdoshim. And when the Rita is Loshen HaGemara, we're talking about we're eating now the Mekdoshim, so it's after the Zrike. So Taisus had a tremendous problem. After the Zrike, there's no Issa Kodesh anymore on it. And Ba'afal Pikain, Loichayo Klal Issa Gid, Mishori Bachilan, you're allowed to eat the gift. Afal gav de la'acha zrike poka isa kochim. Du loy ashkechen de chayil ele b'makere. The Gemara lemaise falls off from this mahala and wants to say the only way gid is chal is only by mebakere, because it's chal b'basachas. But the Issa Mukdoshim it will, but by Bloday Skotchim, since the Issa Gid comes later, it won't be Chal, and it seems it won't be Chal if Elo after Zrike, when it's Mutter Bachila. So the whole concept of an Issa Chala Issa doesn't apply anymore, so why shouldn't it be Chal? The Tema. Kim in the Hashtaleka Issa Kotchim, now there's no Issa Kotchim whatsoever. Afal gav de yochel lovoi li de yisra koris. That is true. That there is a possibility that there could be an yisra koris gegeinim oichloi betumes aguf. I mean, that is a chayma that in certain instances there still be tomei, there'll be chiyuv koris. But al kaponim basherusham, and he's not tomei, and it's after the zrike, so there's no yisra mukdoshim whatsoever. Amai lo yochel isa gid, so why shouldn't isa gid be chal? The ain kan isa chal al isa, kedomer beperk ha-bo-achim. The Gemara na-bo-achim says as follows. והחייס אישו מיטלו תולי וקוי. נגמון הנאבחם שז עשה לו. Let's say it is Rochel and Leah. Leah was an Ashes ish, and now Reuben married Rochel. Now Reuben married Rochel, so now Leah should be Nessa to Reuben als Achayt Ishtay. She's Achayt Ishtay. But she's not also als Achayt Ishtay because she's an Ashes ish. Because Tain is a Chalalisa, so the Issa Achayt Isha will not be Chal on the Issa Ashes ish. But what will be if Leah's husband will die? And the Gemara says, and then she'll, they'll be also Achayt Isha. That means the Issa Achayt Isha, the Gemara says, is Mitla Toli Vekoi. There's a potential Issa. It can't be Chal as yet, because there's a previous Issa of Ashes ish. But the minute the Issa Ashes ish falls off, so then there is an Issa of Achayt Isha. So Taitzvah says by Mugdoshim, good, before the Zrika disease, and Mugdoshim, so the Yisra'id cannot be Chal on Mugdoshim before the Zrika. But after the Zrika, when the Yisra Mugdoshim falls off, so why shouldn't the Yosra out of this? Amir the Kekashim. The Yeshloima, so Taitzvah says, Amuyim the Kechidish for that. Kimin the Mechayim Leichayel Yisra'id. Mechayim, before the Shchita and Zrika. So then there's a Issa Magdoshim. So then we understand that the Issa Git cannot be Chal Mechayim, because the Issa Magdoshim is a Issa Shiesh Beikoret, there's an Issa. But the Issa Git can't be Chal Mechayim. Kim de Mechayim Lechayel Issa Git Ike Issa Magdoshim, the Yochel Lovoi Lidekoret, I the people of the Noise of the Tamil, is Tuloi Chayel Issa Git Laacha Shchita Ezrike. So now, after the Shchita Ezrike, the Issa Git will not be Chal, the Boinin She Yochel Mechayim Issa Git, Dumye the Yaakov She Nosha Loi Gidoi Mechayim. So Taisa says, Amu'uyim de Kechidish. That the Issar of Gida Noshe was only said if the Issar is Chal Mechayim. If the Issar was not Chal Mechayim, that's not Dumye de Yaakov Avinu, that the Noshe Hagid Mechayim, so Memele, so La'acha Misa, the Issar Gid is never Chal. That's what Taisa says. Fine. So now we understand, so the Dion, so if we want to be done, if the Issa Gid was Chal or not Chal, so we have to be done, was it Chal Mechayim? And Mechayim, the Issa Gid cannot be Chal on Mukdoshim, because a Nisa Chal Alisa, Mukdoshim is a Issa Shiyash Bekot. Vim Taima, now that's another question. Let's talk about Mechayim. Good. You say that the Issa Gid, that's what it's Yeshna B'nai Noyach, that chaymer is not a chaymer that can be chal over Nisa Kolei. But the name of Migu di Itoisef Issa Gid L'Bnei Noyach, Itoisef Nami L'Yisrael, there's not, let's not speak about past history. Let's speak about the present matters. If I have Mukdoshim, and now there's a Gid, so according to Rav Yehuda, Taisus understood, the Gid is now also to B'nai Noyach. Legabi B'nai Noyach, there's no Issa Mukdoshim. That's not from the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. So the Issa Gid is Chal for B'nai Noyach. He's also to Issa Gid. So that's called an Issa Moses. The Issa Gid was Chal Legabi someone. Was Chal, Legabi, in this Chayfet, the Issa Gid was Chal, Legabi of Bnei Noyach. Bnei Noyach Mechayim is not allowed to eat the Gid, of Issa Gid, because of Bnei Noyach doesn't have this problem of an Issa Chal Alissa, because there's no Issa Mekdoshim for Bnei Noyach. So there's a cloud that an Issa Moisif is chal on a previous Issa. So Migu, it was chal on Issa, the Issa Yid was chal legabi Bnei Noyah, so she'd be chal also legabi Yisrael. Issa Moisif is chal on legabi Yisrael. I saw Rabbi Yanke Be'ech Tzakashe, Mitaisis assumes for a double poshet, that an Issa, that by a goyim is not in Issa Mekdoshim. That means a goyim is not a Tzuvah Mekdoshim. From the Mele, so the Issa Yid was Chal. From the Mele, so there's not an Issa Moisif. Migu is Chal Lagabi a goyim, to be Chal Lagabi a Yid. So he asked, the Gemara says in Tzuchim, that Kimel Omedei, the Gemara relates a Maise, that there was a Hu Armor, there was a goyim, that there used to be Oyla Regal every Pesach, and he used to become a mummy in the Korban Pesach, and used to eat. He came back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and he said, you know, there's in the Pesach called Benecha Layecho Boy, Kalorah Layecho Boy, not the second of Seira, but you know, I eat every year from the Korban Pesach, from a Mela, so... he wanted to show him that he could override the Dinei Torah. And this Lamaisa came about because they didn't have that he's a goy. They thought he was a yid. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira told him that, he says, listen, they knew all along you're a goy. And that's why they didn't give you from the good chalokim. They gave you from the chalokim geruyim. You asked for a good chalok, you'll see they won't give you. Yeah, now he hears something, what's a good chelik? He said, the Aliyah, did they give you from the Aliyah? He said, no, he said, you ask for the Aliyah, and you'll see if they'll give you. Then you'll see that they outsmarted you, you didn't outsmart them. So the next time he was Eile Regal, he asked for the Aliyah, and they told him, Aliyah, the Gevoya Salki, we mocked the Aliyah, we don't give it to people, we don't eat the Aliyah, the Aliyah is not from the Dvorim and the Cholim. They asked him, who was the one that suggested him he should get from the Aliyah? He said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira told me I should ask for the Aliyah. So then they realized that something is fishy over here, and they were boydik. They found that he was a goy, and they killed him. So from this Gemara we see that why did they kill him? So you see that a goy is not allowed to eat kashim. I mean, what a beggar was he either? See, a goy is not allowed to eat kashim. And from our Taisvus, we see that the Goy is allowed to eat kashim. Taisvus says, Migu is chal legabi a Goy, it's not chal legabi, since it's chal legabi Goy, it should be chal legabi a Yid. This kasha Rabbi Yanke mentioned. Tach Sechmir, the Mephoshim have a big problem over there, and in Chetchinach and others, why they take killed the Goy. That's a portion why they killed the goy. And one of the mahalchim why they killed the goy is because of Issa Gezel. I mean, others want to say, the Minchatina has a different question, but others want to say because we really had, it was a minui betois, that they would have known he's a goy in every mamanen, the mamela, so they killed him after Issa Gezel. After Issa Gezel. That's a mitzvah by goyim as a rosh and zim misosam is mitzvah and gezel, so maybe they killed him for gezel. So, if the whole issue is only of gezel, first of all, I don't know if there is a concept of a mitzvah, chaval issa, if there's no issue, I'm not allowed to eat from it because I'm stealing from them. I have no, but there's no issue of mugdoshim. I really don't know Bechlau if there's a concept of a Nisa Chalal Issa, even though there's an Issa Gezel. And if there is an Issa Gezel, but so there's another, I mean, so Taisus is still good, but what if the Baal HaKorban is masking that he should eat from the Korban? Korban Eichel HaYeichel HaYeichel is only a din in the Korban Pesach. So, a component of the Baal HaKorban is masking, there's no Issa Gezel, so then from its mutter, only out the Yisr of Gid, so then Taisus Kashi, so it was Chal Agabi Abenoi. So Taisus says, the whole Kashi is a mistake. Chod in Nesel of Neinoia, that was Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's Nesel of Neinoia, Heine Dakim of Neyake. It doesn't mean that a Goy was Nesel and a Gid Anoshe. The Koyza Matan Teire Ikru B'nei Noya. Before Matan Teire, they're called B'nei Noya. Fine. V'afilu Nesa Mitchilo L'cholume Sa'ilo. Afilu, we will say not like that. We will say that before Matan Teire, it was Nesa B'nei Noya. L'cholume Sa'ilo. Amma B'perik Abba Mitzvah. Kol mitzvah shenemro livnei noyach loy nishnes v'sinai v'yitro nemro v'loy livnei noyach. Ken la'acha matan teure shoru l'kuru l'bar m'yisroel. So Taisa says, either the Gemara never meant v'nei noyach literally, it only meant the goyim. Did it meant the b'nei yachay before matan teure? Or Aphila will say it was Nesa to B'nai Noyach before Matan Torah, but after Matan Torah it is Zichra Mutter to a Goy. And let us see Taisus further. We ink yet. With the Taisus, we came to Matan Torah, Shagla Kuru Labar Miyukh. In Taima, the name of Migu, the Taisav Issa Gid Lagavoya. The Taisav is another Issa Maisav. That means, because Chal already an Issa Gid Lagavoya, you're not allowed to be Makhtarit. So also, Lahaloisoid is an Issa Raktorit. The Taisav Nami Lahedyut Issa Rachila. Rishloim adikalam adom adesamach mechuborim yalu, that if the Gid is mechubor to the Yerech, you're allowed to be makteret. Now, there's just what mentioned a poshet kasha, and we'll remain with this kasha. We are speaking about blodeis kodshim. We're speaking about blodeis kodshim. Shlomim had a blood. We said that Issa Gid is Chal after the Issa Mogdoshim is Chal. And therefore the Gemara said the Issa Gid can't be Chal on Mogdosh. But Taisus is an Issa Moiser, because since you're not allowed to be Makhtarit from a Mele, so you're not allowed to eat it, since it was Chal on Issa Raktore, it is Chal on Issa Achil, on Issa Moiser. That's Taisus Kash. So the kasha is, by Shlomim, there's no mitzvah haktorah. There's no isar haktorah by Shlomim. There's no mitzvah haktorah. By an oila, we can have an isar haktorah. We're going to learn soon the next sugya. There's an isar haktorah. There's a chal on isar haktorah. But there's no mitzvah haktorah b'chlau on a Shlomim. So you'll say, we're talking about a blood oila, an oila is a zocha, so there's no blood. This kasha, the Rishash asks, I'm favoring down this kasha, the Rishash asks this kasha, and Taisus says, oh, I have an Issa Moise, just like there's an Issa Haktore, just like there was Chal an Issa Haktore Ligavoya, there's no Haktore Ligavoya by a Shlomit, not Makhtar, the Gid. Okay, let's go further. Hochi b'mevakeres askinen b'merechem kodesh. So the Gemara says, l'maise, that's what the Mishnah says, that the Issa Gid is Chal HaMukdoshim, is speaking about mevakeres. Mevakeres means that it was a peterechem, and the Issa Gid is not Chal when it's a uber. The Issa Gid is first Chal when it's born, and then the Yitzel B'chayr is also Chal, the Petarechem Tola Rechmone. So it's Chal B'batachas. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that by a bechayer, since the kedushas bechayer and the itzagid is chal bebasachas, both of them are chal. The ktoisvet ubahadi adodi kosa, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But the madi adodi is chal. Okay, mashmalon. So ktoisvet had a problem. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Shem yishamai. So both is the surah machal bebasachas. The itzagid kotsim. And why shouldn't it be chavot bechidush of the mitzvah? Kamash melon dolei mevatal isa kotshe machomo isa gida kao miloche limon. So that's the thing I'm more of the chidush. Because I would think that whole this bebas achas is chal if you have two equally surim. Bebas achas are both chal. But if you have one isa but a major isa she has brekolet, and there's another Isser that's not such a major Isser, so I would think that the Lubba Basachas, the major Isser is Mevatel, prevents the minor Isser from being Chal. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, Basachas, the both Chal. Fine. For Tosfos, the Isser Gid, Rabbi Yochanan Kodem, the Isser Gid, but, so the whole Chiddush is because I would think with Basachas, the Isser Kodesh is mevatel the Isser Gid. Like Tosfos, I got news for you. The Isser Gid is chal before the lady. The Rabbi Yochanan Kodem, the Amar Tola Shchela Miben Tishachai. The Rabbi Yochanan says if a person was Tola Shchela Miben Tishachai, the chel by kechela vehime, v'hoda osu Isser Magdoshin v'chama v'chayle. In Kayla of Yerchen and Magdashim, they had him begin me boiling. So Taisa says, it's not true. We see from Rabbi Yerchen, after before the lady, if it's a Ben says, Isa Chaylev is Chal, and who are the Isa Gid is also Chal. So the Isa Gid is Chal before the Isa Magdashim. So there's all Chiddush that the Isa Gid is Chal over Magdashim. It's first. The cat is the Isa Rizik. It's a Magdashim is Chal over Gid. The Mishnah seems to tell us that it's a Gid is Chal over Magdashim. The Nire, the Ktaisri, the Rabbi Yochanan, Lechai, is a Gid, is a Chalev, at she Yeitze, Lechut, Mimei, Imoi, La'ad, Ha'ilam. I'm going to be Kedasa, it says, Ktaisri says as follows, that that was Rabbi Yochanan said, Achidush, that the Isser Gid and Chalev is Chal, a little before it was born, but that Tzadke was taken out of the aim. It was brought to Adir Ha'ilam. Cold man, the Uber is Bimei Imoi, it is not considered an entity Bimei Atmoi. It's not called a Gid, it's not called Chalev, it's called a Chalev of the aim. That is true, Rabbi Yochanan said that you'll be Talish it. Mim'ein imay, and you'll bring it to Avir Ha'ilam, then it's called a Gid, then it's called Chaylam. But Koldman is b'mei imay, it's not a Gid, it's never a Chshidu, it's not a Gid, it's a Chshidu of Chaylam. So this Gid of Chaylam is not Chal. V'chei mashme, to b'soy pirkin, koma Rabbi Yochanan Gufay, shenitra po'am yitzies rubo, Rabbi Yochanan himself said, he became a treife, Bishavlat came at Chayfa Bishav Leida, the Isser Eber, the Isser Chaylev, the Isser Chayfa Badi Adadi Kossi. So it says clearly that Isser Chaylev is first Chal Bishav Leida, Ahmed Lek Isser Chaylev Bimei. That's what I said. Now let us go further. The Gemara is a difficult Gemara. I would like to first learn the Gemara alone, without Rashi, and then to come back and to learn each tickle with Rashi. But we have to first get a picture of what the Gemara is saying. Not the Gemara. Omar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, we hear in our Mishnah that the Isser Gid is Chal B'Mukdoshim. So now we hear the Chal B'Matachas, the Kalefer, and the Gemara. It's Chal the Matachas, when the lad is born, it's Chal the Sakaidish, the Sagit, and it's Chal, there's no problem of Inis the Chal, Alisa, it's Chal the Matachas. אמר רבי חייא בר יוסף, לא שומעו אלא קודשים הנחולים. קודשים הנחולים, וזה אני אגיד, אבל בבטח עזרי מנשי, אבל קודשים שאינם נחולים, דמין זה אוילו, אין איסור גיד מייד בהם, there's no איסור גיד, by an אוילו, there's no איסור גיד. That is what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said. And Rav Yochanan Omar, Rav Yochanan said, Echot kochim anecholim, ve'echot kochim she'ein mecholim, is a gid noyefe. So looking at these two members, it seems there's a machlokes. Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, קודשים שאינם נחולים, אין איסא גיד נאיג בהם, and רבי יוחנן said, איסא גיד נאיג בהם. אמר רפופה, רפופה said, אמר רפופה, ולא פליגי, קם להלכייסוי, קם להעלייסוי. So רפופה said like this, there's no מחלוקת. That was Rabbi Yochanan said, he said, Gid Noyig Behem is speaking about to eat it. That means there's an Oila. Firstly, there was a behemoth. There was an Isra Gid. Then there was Magdish for an Oila. Fine. But the Isra Oila is all over the Isra Gid. It is a Kailo, it is a Choma. Fine. Now a person will eat this gift, it's a mountain. I was an oil, but this, but it's a nice gift. This nice gift was previously how we eat it, you have mountain, so gift, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. When Kotchum Shainam Nacholim, what's the hill like here? It's an oil, a shlomen, this gift was previously how, from a mailer, so you like how to get. That's what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, that kochim she'einom necholim, with no isegit, he means to be master on the Mizbeah. That's what he's talking about. With no isegit to be master, give al gabi Mizbeah. And oilu ye master, the whole oilu al gabi Mizbeah. With no isegit to be master, give al gabi Mizbeah. And we have to learn the whole sugya to appreciate what that means. But I'll copon him, so Rapope made a Yisra Sholom Bimremo, there's no machlokes, and here by Yosef is saying, you're allowed to be makter agid al gabi a mizbeah. That's what he says, kochim she'inam l'cholim, you're not eating it, you're makter it, no problem, you're makter al gabi a mizbeah, by an oilo. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll eat it, two things. Iki da Amri. Omar Rapopo said a second shot. V'loi pligi, kan l'chaltoi, v'tan l'haloitoi. Oh, now, the second lotion of Rapopo said that what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, that Isser Gid is Einai Noyig Bekotchim means that's what he says, that Einai Noyig Bekotchim means you're not Mechuyev to separate it. That means that even though when you eat a Yerech, you have to separate the gid from the yerech. But when it comes to haktore, you don't have to separate it. So that pshat ain't noy. That means that what by kochim shein kochim and necholim, you have to separate it before you want to eat it because you're not allowed to eat the gid. By haktore of an oilo, you don't have to separate it. You put the whole thing away. That's a priya by Yosef. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that that the Isagid is noyed by Oila means Lamos, you separated it, and you want to be master it, Allah Mizbaya. That's awesome. That's awesome. So again, the Prophet was Isa Shalom the Moimov. There's no machlokes. The Achia by Yosef is speaking about you don't have to separate it. You could be makter a gift together with the Yerik b'mechuba, and Rav Yochanan says alone you're not allowed to be makter. That's the second pshat of Rav Kocha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar lahaloisoi pligi. Now, there was a girsa, let's just make things a little easier. There was a girsa, lechaltoi pligi, and this, with the Russian of the Gemara, it will be much better. I should be read this girsa. Lechaltoi pligi. Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak said, no, there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan holds, You want to be makter a yerech by an oilo, you have to first take off the git. Not a lot, not the mechubar, it's also also. And Rabbi Chiya by Yosef says, no, if it's mechubar to the yerech, you can be makter. So now, that's lechaltoi, that's this girsa, lechaltoi pligi, there's a machloikis back here. Are you mechuyet to be chaylet the git from the yerech? There's a machloikis. Achia by Yosef says you can be makter it be mechuber, and Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to be makter it be mechuber. Fine. Now, the Sanya. Now, the Gemara is going to bring Baraisis to tell us that this Shaila, if you're allowed to be makter agid be mechuber, is a machlokes Tanoim. And the machlokes, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, and Rabbi Yochanan, who do we paskin like? So now we're going to go into, to a gizimim mevar, there's a machlokes tanoim. Okay, let's go further. B'sanya, we learned one beraita that says as follows. V'hitter ha-koyin es ha-koyu ha-mizbecha. The koyin should be makter everything. Now the koyin is a very inclusive statement. You have to be makter everything on the mizbeach. What everything? The rabbis, the atomais, the gidim, the karnayim, the klofayim, everything you makter on the mizbeach. And ba'asher u'sham, let's not get into problems. Here we're talking about the dvarim hamutorim. Let's not talk about gidim nosh at the present time. We're talking about atomis. Atomis is dvarim hamutorim. Karnayim is dvarim hamutorim. So we're talking about Dvorim HaMotorim, the Hikta HaKul HaMizbeach, as HaKul HaMizbeach, you master everything. HaKul? Yochel HaFilu Pirshu. So the Baraita continues, what if you separated the Atomes from the Bosa? Is there also a Dinaktore? Talmud Loima Bosisa Oiloi Secha HaBosa VaHatom. No. The oiler should be only the boss of the dumb, not a tummit. The statement writes and writes, he boss of the dumb. So it says he can only be master boss of the dumb. Yochel, yachloi, gidim ba tummit, viyale boss of the gabi mizbeh. You say, that's your boss of the dumb. So it would seem you're only master the boss of the dumb. So therefore, before you're master the boss of the dumb, you have to separate the tummit from the kanai. There's another pasuk, he makes everything. Okay, so here the astira of two pasukim. One pasuk says Victor Asakil, which is very inclusive, which means Asilu Satsam. One pasuk says, but Sisa Ilechecha have Bosa Vadam only Bosa. Okay, sir. Mechuborim Yalu. If it's Mechubor, that means that some is called man the mechuba to the bosa yalu. That the mitzvah, the ikter akur, the mishmat everything, the bosa together with that some is in the kanai. Pirshu, but what if it was pirshu? They were separated from the bosa. Afilu bereishu shal mizbeach. Afilu was brought up already. Someone brought up that some is bereishu shal mizbeach. Yes. Huh? we have here the vial of one baraita. This baraita is telling us there are two dinim. We're not talking about as yet, we're not speaking yet about a gidon hush. We're talking about tamazai. We're talking about a tamazai. Is there a mitzvah of aktoras atomic? We have a siren tuksukim. One person says, vehikter akaru. It's very inclusive. You should be matzah atomic. One person says, vasito ilisecha habosov adom. It means you only matzah bosov adom. So the Tana of this baraita said, both are emes. If it's mechubah, you matzah everything. If it was pirish, you only matzah bosov adom and not atzom. So this is a baraisa. We don't know yet who the mechaber of this baraisa is. Zok the Gemara, Uman Tane the Shamet, like, who is this Tane that holds the Omar Pirshu Yerdu? If it was Nifrash, that Someis from the Bosa at Yerdu, Rebbe, this Tane of this baraisa is Rebbe. Now we're going to bring another baraisa, and for this we're going to prove that the Tane of this baraisa is Rebbe. The sign here, we learned a second baraisa. Vehikter akoyim es akoyl lerabois ha'atzomeis v'agidim v'karnayim v'atlofayim v'afilu pirshu. Afilu pirshu. Amir v'kizash. Here it says, here the Tana, this is not Rebbe. Afilu pirshu v'zachiyev aktor. Fine? So you makter, v'agidim, so what's that? You make the everything. Pirshu. So what's that? Vasiso ilaysech haboso v'adom. The poikin. This is speaking about poikin. What does poikin mean? That means you were makter everything on the mizbeach, and then it fell off the mizbeach. It fell off the mizbeach. So is there a din ayim chuyev to return it? There are two halos. There's chiles haloh and seif haloh. That means when you make the maisa haktoreh, then you make to everything. Afilu pirshu. It means you have an oil in front of you, you have to be make to everything, you make to that somish, you make to everything. That's pikter akur. That what it says, Abos of Adam, means, after this Maisak Torah, it was poikin, it fell off the Mizbeach. So now there's a new din. I don't know if this is the longest, but perhaps we can be masbel this, that Emerson, there are two halachas in Haktor. There's one halach in Haktor, you have to be makter, you have to be makter the whole oilo. This mitzvah sector is inclusive. We have to be marked everything that some is and the Kalnaim. We have to be marked everything. That's mitzvah sector. A kohen that made mitzvah sector, so it's finished. The mitzvah was niskayim. If it fell off the mizbeach and it's not completely consumed, that's leimala v'leimayim. It's irrelevant. Mitzvah sector was done. That's mitzvah sector. There's a new halacha. That there are certain chalokim of the oila that have to be nisakal al yedeyesh. Some new halacha. This halacha was nema by Bosa. Bosa is such halacha. That's called seifa halacha. There's a new halacha. Besides the din aktore, there's a din sheyisakal. This halacha was only by Bosa. So the Tana, this Tana holds that fakir, the two dinim. There's mitzvah saktore is inclusive, it's koilu, everything. Afilu pirshu, it is a mitzvah to be marked everything, the tzomis, the karnayim, everything. And that what it says, bosa v'dom is bepoikiv. Okay, sir. Ikule bosa, ata marzer, v'yata marzer, ikule gidem v'tzomis. Fine, this is what the Tana Kama holds. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi, now here we'll see Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi Omer, Kosev Echad Omer behikter akoyin es akoyu ribo. He says, you marked everything. Kosev Echad Omer vasisa eloisecha haboso vadom, only boso vadom mir. Okay, sir. מחוברים יעלו, פירשו אפילו בראש שישו מזבח ירדו. Now here we see Rebbe, and this is mamish the baraisa we had before. That means these two tanoim, the Rabbon and the Rebbe, had a problem. We have a contradiction between two psukim. One pasuk says vehikter akel, one pasuk says abosel vadom. So Rebbe said vehikter akel means b'mechuber. If it's mechuber, then you makta everything. If it's pirish, then bosel vadom. So now we see al kaponim the previous baraisa that said the same thing that. Davke b'mechuber, you're makter, and Pirshu, you're not makter, so the mechaber of the previous baraisa is Rebbe. But we have the vial, a machloikis Rebbe in the Chachamim. The vial, what we see, is there a chiyuv haktore by Pirshu? The Chachamim hold is a chiyuv haktore by Pirshu. And Rebbe says, no, Pirshu, there's no Chiyuv HaKtora, only by Mechuborim, there's a Chiyuv HaKtora. Right. But now let's go further. So this trial is no Shaykhis to Gidanoshe yet. V'Rabbonon. So now the Rabbonon go to Rebbe's Rosh. He says, Rebbe, here two psukim. HaKoyl is Marbe Mechuborim, and Abosor is Memayit Pirshu. ורבונן מחוברים ויצטרך קרוא לריבויי מידי דהבה הראשו של אוילו. So the רבונן ask a kasha on Rebbe, he said, I don't understand you. You need a pasuk to tell me מחוברים יומקטר עצומס? It says in the pasuk יומקטר the ראש of the אוילו, most of the ראש is עצומס. And יומקטר the ראש of אוילו. So you need a posik to tell me, you have a posik, it says here, a boso, madam, boso, not a tzomis. So me mail a boso, not a tzomis. And then I have a posik, vikter, a girl, a full a tzomis, oi, a stire, ooh, that's the chilek. The chilek is, mechaborim, is vikter, a girl, and pirshu is back a boso. I'm sure that you don't need this a girl to tell me, you don't need a girl to tell me that mechaborim, yamakter a tzomis. If it says in the Pasuk, Yemakter the Roish is mostly Atzomet, so may I see Yemakter Atzomet? And so you see, Mechuborim Yemakter. So Memeile. So therefore the Rabbonon asked on Rebbe, Ki Yitzirikro Lepirshu. We need the Pasuk Lepirshu. Fine. That was a good kasha. The Rebbe, now what did Rebbe do with this kasha? This is not a good kasha, I mean. So Rebbe said, as follows. Mechuborim dehetere leitzerikro. You're right. You're Amredike Kashi. That means from Roishoy you see that you're makter atzomis. You're 100% right. You're makter atzomis b'mechuborim. You're right. I don't need a behikter akul to tell me you're makter atzomis b'mechuborim. I can learn this out from Roishoy. Ki itzerikro legit hanosha b'mechuborim. Oh, so now Rebbe said, you know what you need the pasuk for? The pasuk is coming, but Pirshu, you're not makter anything. Right, that's what I hope. In Mechuborim, so you're telling me, you know Mechuborim, you're makter atzomis, because it says Roshay. You're right. So what's the Hikter HaKel coming to tell us? That you're makter the Git HaNoshe b'Mechubor. That's the Hiddush. You're makter the Git HaNoshe b'Mechubor, so Memele, that's the Hiddush. So now we see that what he's talking about mechuber, the Iker Hakel is coming to tell me that you makta agit hanoshe b'mechuber. V'rabonon. What's the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon don't want to say this, that it's coming to be makta, say the Vitako is coming to say the Pirshu. So the Rabbonon said, agit hanoshe chas v'sholem. Mimashke Yisrael min hamuta li Yisrael. And they said, no, that is a din mimashki Yisrael. It can only be makta, something on the Mizbeah, something that's mutter for ye to eat. You can't be makta and mechuborim, musikta mechuborim. You can't be makta on the Mizbeah, something that's not mimashki Yisrael. So it can't be. So the pasuk can't say it's marbe
Tmar Begid Anoshe Bemechuba. It can't be. So it has to be. The Pasuk is coming to tell us, Afilo Pirsho, you could be Makta. Merebi. So the Gemara says, there's a whole conversation over here. Merebi. Mashki Yisroel. Midi Dahabe Achele Vedam. You're very from now, all of a sudden. You can all be Makta on the Mizbeah. Only kosher food. And you're Makta Chele. Chele Midi Dahabe Achele Vedam. So Rashi explains just what we should understand the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara. So Rashi explains, Rabbi also knew the Pasuk of Mashki Yisrael. So he says, Mashki Yisrael is coming to tell us that you have to be makrib an animal that's kosher to Yisrael. That means, if you have an animal that's a treife, that's posel lakom. This animal is posel lakom because Ayid can eat the animal. But if you have a kosher animal, and you'll start telling me, but some of the components of the animal are not kosher, please, there's no such thing. That's a Mashki Yisrael. Because every animal you makta the chaylev. And even though it's not Mashki Yisrael, so you see the miyot of Mashki Yisrael is only said that if the whole animal is not me Mashki Yisrael, then treifi, you're not makta on the mizbeah. But if the animal is a kosher animal, so there's no problem with Mashki Yisrael. That was what Rebbe said. So Mamelo, so Rebbe is sticking to his guns. So the Hikta Akil is going, you're allowed to be Makta b'mechuba Gidanosh. And the Chachamim are not Hasrishon. Gidanosh is never Makta, Mamashke Yisrael. Aye, what's with your Raya of Chayla Vedam? Rabbonon mitzvoson beka. Chayla Vedam is different. Don't start to Gidanosh at the Chayla Vedam. Chaylev v'dam mitzvosam bekach, and I'd just like to perhaps divert for 2 minutes. Mitzvosam bekach, Rashi says, Chaylev v'dam hu iker hakol. That means, that's what the Torah best, we have a good shayla taka. You makrev the chaylev v'dam, that's the iker kol. There the Torah bent back and said, look, it can be makrev the chaylev, that's the iker kol. But we're talking about an oila to be makriv, the gid anoshe, that's not the ikar korban. You're back to the oila. Here already we're medavnik, and we say, we need mashke yisrael. That is what the chachamim say. You can't bring a guy from chayla v'dam. So I'd like to mention, we see from this Rashi, L'chore, we know there's different types of korbanos. There's a korban, most korbanos besides an oila, yemakta the imurim, and the rest of the korban is eaten l'kahanim, kachikotchim, is eaten kachim kalam, the Yisrael, fine. So there, the haktorah is chayla v'dam. That's haktorah legavoy, and the rest is eaten. By an oila, l'chayre, the haktorah is the whole kob. It's not the chayla v'dam. You have to be matzah the whole kob. Here we're talking about an oila over here. We're talking about an oila. And Rebbe said, you know, just like you makta the chayla v'dam, and we're not so frum about mashke Yisrael, so you makta the gid also if it's mechuba. It's an oila, you makta the gid when it's mechuba. So the rabbon said, no, don't start to, chayla v'dam is the ikka kom. So dachsame, we see a moira de kechidish, that a fillu by an oila also, that we makta everything, but it's not all the same. It's not all the same minion. The iker akrov is the chayla v'dam. You makta the whole korban. There's a din achilas mizbech. The korban, the whole korban is nechal legavoya. But the iker korban is the chayla v'dam. And I wanted to bring a raya to this from a Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. When I had learned the Rashi, I had a kasha. In Parshas Pinchas, the Pasuk speaks about the Kol Matamid, which is an oila. So the pasuk says, "Es kolboni lachmi." So kolboni, the trashi zuhadam, right? That's the kolboni means the dam. Lachmi. So Rashi says, "Zu heimurim." These are the imurim. So when I learned the Rashi, I heard a kasha. Zu heimurim. We're talking about an oil over here. Why do you call lachmi the imurim? The whole bosar is lachmi. So Rashi says, no, the imurim is lachmi. You have to be makter the whole. You have to be makter the whole bosar also. But the concept of what a kolben is called lachmi. That is dafke, the murim is called lachmi. So Baruch Hashem, I found out, my son-in-law told me that Rav David Soloveitchik said the same yisod, that by an oilo, the murim and the rest of the adaktor and the rest of the bosa is not the same. He brought different rayas, but al kaponim, the two dinim take, there's a din by an oilo also, it's not you makta everything. There's aktoras and murim, and then there's aktoras akob. Bekitza, let's get back to the sugya. The sugya says that we have here a machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachomim. So now we have here a machloikis. Rebbe holds that the Hikter HaKoil is coming to tell us that by an oilo you makter the Gita Noshe b'mechuba. That's what Rebbe holds. And you don't have to be choilitz the Git. And the Rabbonin hold, no, chas v'sholem. You cannot be, the mashki Yisrael. You have to be chaylitz to get. So that's what we heard in the Gemara before. We heard that's Chat Rav Nachum of Yitzchak said. We heard Amachloikis Rav Chiye Bar Yosef and Rav Yochanan by Kochim She'enom Necholit. So the Gemara said, Rav Nachum of Yitzchak said, Lechaltzai pligi, is there a chiv to be mafresh the git from the yerech? So, Rav Chiya by Yosef says, no, that by kochim she'enom necholim, there's no chiv to be choylitz the git from the yerech, can be makted the mechuba. And Rav Yochanan says, no, there's a chiv lechaltzai, because Rav Yochanan holds like the chachamim, and Rav Chiya by Yosef paskins like that. Let us go a little further. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Huna, Git Hanoshe Shel Oilo, Chaytzoi L'Tapuach. Now let's just explain what Rav Huna is saying. Rav Huna is saying as follows. Rav Huna is saying that when you brought up an Oilo, so you brought up the Yerech Sholem, you brought it to the Mizbeach, but before you're going to go and take this Yerech and throw it into the Bimakterit Aleish, you take off the Git, you put it into Tapuach. The Tapuach was a big pile of ashes that was over the Mizbeah. You take this Git, don't you dare Bimakterit, Mashki Yisrael. You take, or you bring up the Yerech, Bishlei Musoi, and the Mizbeah, you chaylitz the Git, and you throw it into the Tapuach. Git Anoshe Shaloylo chaylitzoy le Tapuach. Omar Rav Chizde said, Mori Dichi, you said such a thing? What's your problem? Miksiv al kein la yoichel ha-mizbeich? There's a problem that the Mizbeich should be makter gid anoshe? Al kein la yoichel b'nei Yisrael ksiv. So Rav Chizde looked at Rav Huna and says, I don't know what your problems are. You say you bring up the Yerech, And you take the gid and then you put it in the tapuch, you're not makter. What's the problem? There's no problem whatsoever. I came with Yechim Bnei Yisrael. Meisve, take the Gemara Akashe. Verav Huna. Mimashke Yisrael, minamuta li Yisrael. What do you mean? Rav Huna said, you're right. But since there's a din mimashke Yisrael, so memele, so you're not makter a gid and gabi mizbech, a pulu b'machuba. Meisevei, Gid HaNoshe Shel Shlomim. We learned Habaraisa, Gid HaNoshe Shel Shlomim. If the person is eating Gid HaNoshe Shel Shlomim, which you eat the shoik, Mechabdoi La'omo. So what did they do with the Gid? There's no Chiyiv Sreif on the Gid. Not allowed to eat it. It's Mechabdoi La'omo. so there was a stream of water that went through the Mizbeach. So when they were eating the Shlomim, they took out the Gid, and they threw it into the stream, and it went out. Vishel Oilo, what about the Gid of an Oilo? Maleu, that you bring on the Mizbeach. Oh, that sounds like a Chizdeh. My love, Maleu Umaktiroi. You bring it up to the Mizbeach and you makter it. So we see clearly that you makter a Gid. That's like a Chizdeh. So the Gemara says, Loi Maleu Vachilzeh. No, you bring it up to the Mizbeach and on the Mizbeach you separate it and you throw it into Tapua. Like the Gemara, Mahache Shechilzeh, if you not makter it, Loma Maleu. So why do you bring it up to the Mizbeach? And that can be makter it side by side. The Pasuk says you have to bring to the, would you bring a korban, but you would not bring to your sar. That means something that is not too nice, you wouldn't bring it to a sar, so you shouldn't bring it to the Rabbeinu Shlom. So therefore, pshat is like this, when you bring up the Yerech, if you're going to bring up the Yerech after you cut off the Gid, so you're bringing up a Yerech that's all gepatshket, that's all cut up. So you're bringing up a cut up Yerech, that's not a covered lamailo. So you bring up the Yerech on the Mizbeach against the Yerech. Fine. So that's what you have a covered the Tzachaticha Ruilis Kabet. Then before you make the Aktore, then you chaylitz it and you take the Gid and you zoik it on the Tapuach. Tanya kevosei deravune. Gid anoshe shel shlomim mechabde la'oma v'shaloi lo chelzoi letapuach. Paranoi lo yecheilet letapuach.